Inside Red Bull Bora Hansgrohe, the podcast by OVB Online about the Tour de France. For 3 weeks, we accompany Ralf Denk, the team manager of Red Bull Bora Hansgrohe, Germany's largest and most successful cycling team, through the Tour of France. Do you have questions for Ralf Denk? Send them to Tobias Roof at ovbmedia.d. And now, enjoy the new episode. Ben O'Connor wins on the Col de la Losse. Tadej Pogacar comes closer to the overall victory. Florian Lipowitz remains in the white jersey and in third place in the overall standings, but loses a lot of time to Oscar only towards the end. We assess the events with the team manager of Red Bull, Bora Hansgrohe. So hello to Ralf Denk in Courchevel.
Hello and best regards back to Husum.
Ralf, 2 minutes have turned into 22 seconds and Primoz Roglic's deficit to Oscar only has also increased. On paper, that doesn't look good. How does it look from the team manager's perspective?
Yes, of course, it doesn't look like we imagined. On the other hand, we might have even won the stage today with Florian or with Primoz, where he attacked on the first mountain at Col de Clando. Then we would be the big winners now. Our goal is always to offer attractive cycling, and I believe we have more than achieved that today. What also adds to it is that an incredibly strong Oscar Only, who was in fourth place or still is before the stage, was at one point already 3 minutes behind Florian Lipowitz on the stage, that he rides such a strong second half of the stage. Maybe we underestimated that a bit, but primarily, I would say it was from my team. Pure entertainment today, yes.
Entertaining is one thing, but I mean, the big goal is the podium. Did they perhaps gamble away entertainment today? We will go into a few tactical key points again shortly, but for me, it is like this. Yes, I felt entertained, but if you look purely objectively and factually at the goals you have and how close you are to achieving them, you can't be satisfied just because it was entertaining.
Yes, of course, we would have wished for a different result. But as I said, when Florian Lipowitz attacks on the final climb, he had already gained 2 minutes on Pogacar and company. If he can maintain the pace, or if there's not much work done at the back because Pogacar's helpers come back, then it looks different. We took a big risk today, definitely.
It still looks good with the podium as the white jersey. The lid has melted, and we hope that Florian and Primoz should recover for tomorrow and then that we bring it home.
Yes, but once again, it didn't look like teamwork. So Florian rode almost half of the stage alone, and he was relatively close to Primoz at the Madeleine. There are tactical games now, but you will understand that we have to go through them here, of course. In hindsight, it would have been smarter to say, let's make sure Primoz takes him along also on the descent to set the pace at the front of that group, because the group in the only was relatively far away. How are we now? Your corn is shortly after the race, but of course we are interested in your perspective, whether it was a tactical mistake in retrospect or if it was the right decision at the time. Please take us through this decision-making process.
Well, I wouldn't call it a mistake. It was definitely a risk that was taken. But as I said, we wanted to shape the stage, ideally win it, no matter with whom, with Primoz or with Florian, both tried in the end. And we also, I would say, did not expect such an outcome. The riders, I would say, from Oscar Only were already 3 minutes behind. But the group in the valley at the end became so disunited that the 3 minutes melted away like a piece of ice. In 40 degrees sun, those were simply not just fortunate circumstances. But we can't turn them back now. It happened the way it happened, and the details about the event, we would need 2 hours to analyze that with the sports directors and so on. It's too soon after the stage. But as I said, in summary, I would say we took a big risk. We wanted to ride attractively and offensively. and a few circumstances, such as the fact that the leading group in the valley of the final climb was not in agreement, did not work in our favor, and so we are where we are now.
Florian Leipovich's attack on the Colle della Los, his decision, or did the sports director say, if you feel good, go for it?
Definitely, I believe that was instinct from him. I don't know. I haven't been able to speak with him yet after the finish. But there were only 33 kilometers to ride, and 29 of those were uphill. So that was a very, very, very bold attack. But as I said, if he wins up there, and he was already within 45 seconds of Ben O'Connor, today's winner, if he can push through there, then we are the greatest today. And so we are not. Yes. But if then we pat ourselves on the back and we did everything right and everyone knew it beforehand.
And so it still fits as it is. But tomorrow will be a hot ride to La Blanec.
Yes, it's going to be a hot ride. It's also a bit like it's his first Tour de France. He hasn't been in the professional business for very long. Is it a bit of a lack of self-assessment regarding the race events? I think it's good. So this is not a criticism, just a question. The world belongs to the brave, and I believe only the brave really go far in this sport.
But does he still need to learn there, which would only be natural?
This is also for such a young rider who has only been cycling for 5 years. Don't forget that. And it goes uphill for 30 kilometers. Anyone who has ever ridden this climb, the next for us is Grossglockner and Stoffsaljoch. They are also about 30 kilometers. And there, a hobby cyclist rides uphill for 2.5 hours. Yes. And those are real giants. And of course, when you are a young racer like Florian is, and the first dead woman, then there are massive crowds. Just as today, we drove part of the route with the team bus. There are a massive number of fans from Germany there, which is nice, with signs, with Lipowitz and so on. So super cool. That naturally spurs them on, and maybe you hit the gas a bit too early. I think criticism would be misplaced here. And as I said, the really big victories usually come from a lot of courage, and you can't deny us that today.
And one also learns from defeats in sports that Primož Roglič does not wait for Florian at the very end. It was clear that the tank was empty. Florian's gap kept increasing. Primož still stayed on for a while, but did not fall back. How do you assess that? Because in the end, Primož didn't benefit from it either. He also lost time to Oscar only.
Yes, it would probably have only been moral support. I don't know now. As I said, we will discuss this situation tonight with the sports management, with Primož, because the mountain had 10, 15% up there. There wasn't much drafting up there anymore. It would have been at most moral support. I don't know if it would have helped much, but we will discuss it.
But it didn't look very happy from the outside, you have to admit, right?
Everyone has their own perspective.
Oh, yeah, right. Good topic. Recovery. How well, how quickly does Florin recover now? You have observed him for a long time during this period. There are empirical values from last year. It was incredibly intense today. Is he in such good shape recovery-wise that he can start well and fit again tomorrow?
We hope so. And what is, of course, not optimal now is that our hotel in Courchevel is at about 1,700 meters or 1,800 meters. You recover worse there, but I think all teams more or less have the hotel here in the village. So it affects everyone equally, but it's not an advantage. It would be better to sleep in Pal, but you have to take the hotels that are assigned to you. Well, you don't have a free choice of hotels here. On the other hand, he is wearing the white jersey. He is still at the award ceremony, and it is now raining up on the mountain. So these are the things that are part of it, where you also, Florian Orwin, already among the stars of this year's Tour de France Tour, has to deal with it. The daily award ceremony, the mixed zone, the interviews, everything takes longer up on the mountain now. He hasn't had a shower yet. It's cold, it's raining. he will probably even ride down with the bike, and we don't have the team bus up there due to space reasons. No team has the team bus up on the mountain. Instead, the team bus is 6 kilometers away from the finish. Maybe we will come down with a car. We only have 2 cars in total up there. Not ideal, but for the stars, Pogacar and company, it's all the same procedure.
Topic downhill. Does Florian still have some catching up to do there?
We have already discussed this before. He did not learn cycling from scratch. So he did not scrape his knees and elbows in the under 11, under 13, under 15 categories. Like some others in the youth sector who started very early. Pascal Ackermann, for example, where one would say a lot, he started cycling in the under 7 category. So he really learned it from the ground up. That's what Florian lacks. And it probably makes a difference on such a descent from the Col de la Madeleine, for example, today. That already makes a few seconds difference. The question is always, and it's hard to measure if you're not riding down relaxed, it naturally costs you recovery, because then you can't relax on the bike, can't catch your breath, the pulse is higher and so on. You release more adrenaline in the body during descents, and as a result, you don't recover as well. But as I said, he was also alone. There was a leading group at the front, which consisted of 6, 7, 8 riders. A group actually rides, well, a small group usually rides downhill faster than one person alone. That's just how it is.
A lot has happened. We got good insights from you. We will certainly follow up again tomorrow on what the meeting has revealed. Let's take a look at the very front. They tried again. It was a bit confusing again, but unless the cycling world collapses tomorrow, Tadej Pogacar will win it. He is beyond any doubt, no matter what Visma and Vingegaard try. That's my impression. What's your impression?
Yes, definitely. And Visma then took over halfway at Colle de Madeleine, tried to make the race difficult, and they managed to do so. Pogacar was isolated 70 kilometers before the finish. Isolated means he had no helpers with him. But then what I didn't understand, they sent Jorgensen into the valley before the last mountain. Jorgensen, an important helper from the Visma Laser bike team, but actually the wrong one. Actually, Jonas Vingegaard should be at the front. And it was already seen at the Col de la Madeleine that Jorgensen was already struggling, that he was exhausted. I couldn't quite understand the tactics there, but they will have their reasons for it. And as I said, not everything always goes according to plan on such grueling stages. But back to the question, I do believe that Pogacar in this year's Tour de Force.
Exactly. The connection is not ideal right now, but the main point came through. Yes, Ralf, I actually wanted to talk with you today in the background about the state of German professional cycling. Given the late hour, we'll postpone that to the next few days because we need to look at tomorrow. Tomorrow, it really gets serious again. Yes, part two of the spectacular climbing show in the Alps, 130 kilometers. It goes from Albertville to La Plaine. 5 steep climbs are on the program. Tag after second, one of the first and two of the highest category. A total of 4,550 meters of elevation will be covered. The final climb is 19.1 kilometers long with an average gradient of 7.2%. There will be no easy start, as we saw towards Born 2, for example, because after only 18 kilometers or even earlier, the first climb is reached. What does that mean now? The situation has now changed. Will they say again tomorrow? Okay, let's try again. Let's entertain. Or will they have to say tomorrow? We watch and conserve, take it a bit easier on this stage.
As I said, we haven't laid out a plan as a team yet, but I almost suspect that we will use a more conservative strategy tomorrow. I would suggest doing a sort of man-to-man marking. Man-to-man marking is known from soccer. That means Florian just has to stay on the rear wheel of Oscar Only, who is currently fourth. He doesn't have to overtake him. He doesn't have to drop him, but he has to stay on the rear wheel, and then third place is secured. The final climb where it will most likely be decided is quite nasty. Then 1,400 meters of elevation, and it's not a nice little mountain road, but rather a wider highway that goes up to La Plaine, and with over 7% average, it's not exactly flat, and that's already a real mountain.
The man marking by Oscar only, we just touched on that. That you said maybe it was somewhat underestimated how well he would do today. If I were you, I would already be thinking about it because he is getting stronger. And tomorrow, I believe everything has to fit based on the impression he gave today. How do you assess Oscar only? He is someone who has been going along a bit. We have hardly talked about him here. And suddenly the man is there sticking to Pogat and Vingegaard.
Takes quite a bit of time off Florian today.
How do you assess him, Oscar only?
He is a very, very talented racer. And of course, as you have seen, it is a matter of morale. When your direct competitor for the podium has problems, then you naturally become stronger as well. And then suddenly you are up there with Vingegaard and Pogacar, and that gives you a morale boost.
He is Scottish or Welsh, I believe. He's a, so in any case, Aswedar also played his cards today. Cool temperatures above 2,000 meters and rain at the end. Yes, but chapeau, well done. I didn't expect that.
Exactly. He is Scottish and, of course, he knows such conditions all too well. Okay, but it was ultimately the first really bad day. What does a bad day mean? Actually, Florian had a good day. It's all the more annoying that the gap occurred.
No, again. During the stage, I was massive amounts of messages received. Pure entertainment. You are the best. And that's how cycling should work. And awesome. And when do we have more such Germans and blah, 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 blah. So you often see in top level sports how close success and failure are, how close. And it didn't turn out the way we imagined. Too bad. But as I said, entertainment is also part of top level sports.
All right, I'll leave you in peace now, Ralph. But I was also extremely shaken by what happened today. Let's all wind down the proceso, recover, and then go back in tomorrow. Ralph, before I say goodbye, I received a message from Esther Vosto yesterday. She and Ida are asking if there will be a reception for the team when you return from the Tour de France.
Nothing planned so far. The community of Raubling, where our flat is stationed, they are always very active, the mayor and all, but nothing is planned so far. As I said, we want to finish here first tomorrow, just as we will conclude tomorrow. It will most likely be intentional, most likely because there are still two stages until we reach Paris and full concentration.
First, focus on tomorrow and not on any receptions.
Exactly right. But I also wrote to them. Anyone who really wants to see the stars up close, on the 1st of August is the Bruckmüller Cycling Night. There you can see top-class cycling. But we will also gladly talk more about that.
Because that is truly the highlight in Bavaria when it comes to cycling. And we should definitely bring that up again in our discussions. I would be pleased.
Exactly, Ralph. We will definitely include that in the review later. My colleague Kominian Sauter will accompany you through the coming days. Ralph Denk will, of course, stay on the microphone with you until the end. Ralph, thank you very much for today. Best regards to Courchevel. And if you can convey a recovery wish from me to Florian, from all Hire Tools, we are keeping our fingers crossed that he is fit tomorrow. Thank you very much. Best regards. And of course, all the best for tomorrow.
That's how we'll do it.
Thank you very much and best regards back.
This was the current edition of Inside Red Bull Bora Hansgrohe, the podcast from OVB Online about the Tour de France. You can find the podcast on all common podcast platforms and on the pages of OVB Media and IPN Media. Thank you for listening and see you in the next episode.